Thank you. Yes, indeed. The good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Birch from the heart city of Valentine.
TK Angus, east of Valentine, is inviting you to their annual production sale, December 16th at the ranch east of Valentine at 11:30 Central Time. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, and 50 spring calving females. You can check it out online, tkangus.com, and you can bid online at DV Auction. That's December 16th in Valentine.
And dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. It's Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com. And by the way, it is what ranchers read. And they would love to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey at Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty, and a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn. Kim, do you have something to share?
I have a short little piece called My Christmas Emails.
Okay.
What have you got?
Ah, you might be a rancher's wife.
Oh, I think it's going to be good.
Going to share some of those things for you.
All right. Here we go with my Christmas emails. I have a list of folks I know all written by computer database. And every year at Christmas time, I go and take a look at my database. And that is when I realize that these names are a part, not in the database they are written in, but of my very heart. For I am but a total of the many folks I've met, and you happen to be one of them I'd prefer not to forget. And rather I have known you for many years or an hour or two, in some ways you have had a part of shaping things I do. So never think my Christmas emails are just a mere routine of names put on computer list and forgotten in between. For when I send a Christmas email that is addressed to you, it is because you're on that list of folks that I'm indebted to.
Rhonda Stern sent this in to the good stuff, and some of these are so true, they're kind of not funny when you stop and think about it.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is going to be good.
You might be a rancher's wife. I do not know the author on this, but thanks to Rhonda for sending it in. You might be a rancher's wife if the vet's number is on the speed dial of your phone. You might be a rancher's wife if you know how to change the flat on your car, but can't because the spare is on a flatbed somewhere.
Yep.
You might be a rancher's wife if your second vehicle is still a pickup. If your husband has ever used field equipment to maintain your lawn.
Ooh.
Okay. You might be a rancher's wife if you've ever washed your kids or the dishes with a pressure washer. And you might be a rancher's wife if picking rock is considered a chance to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Our listeners in the north region there in North Dakota, yeah. South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming.
Yeah, they'll appreciate that more than Nebraska.
They certainly will. You might be a rancher's wife if a little bit of lunch involves six courses and a dessert made from scratch. And you might be a rancher's wife if taking lunch to the pasture is as close as you get to a picnic. You might be a rancher's wife if your rock garden was hand-picked. Something to do about rocks?
Yeah, no kidding. That certainly brings up, I grew up in Central South Dakota. Rocks ring a bell.
And one more of those, you might be a rancher's wife if the shopping list in your purse includes the sizes of filters, tires, chains, cables, spark plugs, or shotgun shells. All of
that's
those.
That's right. Any of those.
More of those on another edition of The Good Stuff.
Okay. I have motherly advice. One week before her wedding, a mother pulls aside her daughter and bride-to-be. She says, I will now give you the advice that has been passed down from generation to generation, from woman to woman. The daughter listened attentively, curious as to what the advice would be. The mom continued, cook a man a fish and you feed him for a day, but teach a man to fish and you get rid of him for a whole weekend.
Oh. Safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service with 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of the crew wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for customers and community. They give a heartfelt Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff.